Welcome to Florida Girl FM. This is your host, Tanya. Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. That's right. We are now in 2022. We made it through 2021. This past year, I'm kind of like fumbling with my words right now, but 2021 was, oh my gosh, that's all I can say for that. We still are seeking vaccinations. We are still wearing masks, you guys, and here it is, we're in another year. I was hoping by 2021 they would have done away with it, but it looked like it came back again after we was like a little bit out of that loop there. But please, if you haven't got vaccinated, guys, we got to get vaccinated because some countries are doing better than us right now. And then, of course, we found another virus. So, yeah, you may want to get vaccinated, even though it may or may not help. But you never know until we try. So far, I got my booster. And I'm feeling pretty good about it. And I haven't had any complications. At first, it was a little, you know, here and there symptom. But I made it through. I mean, I understand some people have a religious purpose or maybe have, you know, their own reasons for not getting vaccinated. And that's okay, too, that you have your own opinion. That's who you are. That's what makes you. But I do suggest that people do get vaccinated, especially the ones that are not doing so well and health-wise. Oh my gosh, guys, when I tell you, I've never, ever seen so many people with illnesses, you know, because we're not taking care of ourselves. You know, people have conditions and borderline conditions and all that stuff. But moving on, the anxiety and the depression, oh my gosh, it's through the roof. You know, the pandemic really did some damage to everyone. Because of all the craziness that's going on, people not getting sleep, people worrying, some people stressing, you know, for loss that, you know, people are losing, you know, had so many loss this year. I lost my grandmother a month ago. November. And when I tell you that, that's something that you don't want to have to go through, you know. We found out a lot of things about her that we didn't know what was going on with her until the last minute, you know. That's why I say, guys, we got to take care of ourselves, take care of our family, even if they're hard-headed. Now, she was very stubborn. So is my grandfather. They don't want to, you know, be needy, you know, but at the same time, we have to help them to understand that we can't afford to lose them. And her loss, it kind of like put my uncles and dad and all of them in a place that they never thought about, you know, because you don't think about these things, you know, when it gets down to parents. The violence is like still through the roof. I don't know what to say about it, but we've got to change this, guys. But at least we see there has been justice now, even though some cases we didn't get any justice out of it, or the families did not get justice for it. But we got to work through this. We got to get better, guys. The violence has got to stop, you know, because we're trying to bring up kids in this world, and nowadays these children don't learn the same thing that we was supposed to learn. Some of us didn't take those traits with us until adulthood, so we have to be an example for the younger generation, showing them the way, paving the way, because a lot of people pave a way for us, you know, our ancestors, you know, and others, you know. So let's do the same thing for the newer generation, because I have a great niece now, and she just turned one in November, sorry. That was my other niece's, her mother, that turned a year older in December. But, yeah, so We have to do that. And I also have a niece that was just born, and she's a beauty. And I want to show her the world. I want to show her the best things in life and what she could be and how she can be great in life. And the YouTubes and the social medias and all this, it's just terrible because that's how our children are learning nowadays. So 2022 is here, you guys, and I gotta say, this has to be better. It has to be better. It has to be because I've been working on myself, but sometimes when you're working on yourself and you're doing self-care, it's hard to focus on just you when you got so much craziness that's going around you, you know? But you gotta stay focused, and that's what it's about, staying focused. So 2022, I'm going to have to say this. It's going to be the year of focus, about self-love. Yet again, mentally, we need to get ourselves together. Physically, definitely get ourselves together. You know, because I've been seeing it all year long. I'm going to do this. I'm going to work out. I'm going to do yoga. I'm going to change my diet. And I ain't going to say, guys, life took a hold of me. And all those goals and all those achievements went out the window a little bit. But I have been working on self-love because, yet again, I am still single. I made it through the whole year. I tried the dating thing. I got to say, guys, that does not work for me. So right now, I just want to stay focused on myself and my kids. I did get my son off to the Marines. That's right, he's a Marine. He graduated in October. I'm so sorry I left you guys out of that. But yes, he's a Marine of the USA. So we are a military family. Almost complete because I got an Army, I got the Marines. Now I'm trying to get the Air Force. So hopefully that works out in 2 more years. That's right. I'm trying to get my daughter to go to the Air Force. The reason why I look towards the military, because at once upon a time, I wanted to go to the military, but couldn't pass that ASVAB test for nothing. And it was a little bit more challenging to get in the service than it was way back. But it's a great benefit. It's a great opportunity. And he's traveling and he's doing things and he's on his own, but he's not, you know. So he is out in the world. That's right. My little baby bird has left the coop and I got one left. So, yeah, so that's what it's been about. I've been just working on family. Me and my sisters are back talking again. That's a great thing, you know. Even though it's a little struggle getting us all in one room, but baby steps it is. And I say that about all family. We need family, even though we keep saying, bump family, excuse my language, fuck family, but family is the world right now. With all that's going on, guys, we need to keep our family very close and dear to us. 2022 has got to go better. If you're not speaking to family, reach out to them. A simple text, because we have so many ways nowadays to get in contact with our family. We can reach them by text, by email, by social media. Say a hey, a hello, how you doing? You know, you don't have to go into detail. You don't have to have a long drawn conversation. You don't have to bring up the past. That's the thing. We have to leave the past in the past. That's why it's called the past. Even though it's history, we still kind of keep it in our hearts. But do you know this? Do you know that when you keep with, you know, holding on to something, you're not hurting anybody but yourself. You're hurting yourself. So what does that tell you? There's no self-love there. So if you want to show yourself love, let go. Let it go. Let it go. If they owe you $30, let it go. If they made you mad about something they said, let it go. How does it go? Sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but words would never faze me. So let's keep that in mind. It's not worth holding on to that, you know? And I have family members that are dealing with other family members talking about them. Let them talk. Talk is cheap. Let them talk. But you have to show your actions. That's what it's all about, guys. Actions. So 2022, we're going to focus and show action to that focus. You know, any mistakes you made in the past, like I said, it's history. It's past. Let's move forth. own your mistakes and keep moving. Because not only do you have to forgive others, but you have to forgive yourself. So if there's a mistake you made, own it. Forgive yourself. Move forth from that. So 2022, baby, we got to do this, guys. We got to pull ourselves together. You know, if you haven't been vaccinated, don't convince others from doing something that's right, even though they feel like it's not right. But we still got COVID cases out there, guys. And it done got even higher. Now the airlines is getting involved. So let's say, don't stop my hustle from traveling. You know what I'm saying? Because I love to travel. And if I have to get on there by plane, by bus, by train, by car, then I'm getting there. Because I like to go far. Oh, that rhymed. But yeah, guys. So 2022, here we are, baby. Let's get it started. Let's get it popping. Let's get off to a good start. So toast to 2022. And I'm going to see you guys in 2022. Because that's right. I'm going to start my YouTube channel for real this time. I know I've been talking about it. But I've been trying to work on some things. I've been trying to get out of my shyness from the camera, because I got over my shyness over this mic, as you guys can see. So 2022 is going to be different. And if you guys have any ideas on some topics I can come up with, please reach out to me. You know where I'm at, floridagirl.com. It's a suggestion box on there. You can click on it, send me an email or two. You know, I got to get my SoundCloud back up again and rolling, because I haven't been on there for a while, you know. And I've had, you know, people that's following me on there. You can follow me on Instagram, you can follow me on Facebook, I'm also on Twitter. So you know, give me a holler, yo, because I do need some topics for this year. So 2022 is going to be even better, because I'm working on a spiritual diet. I'm going to have a topic on that. I'm working on self-love. I'm going to have a topic on that. And family, definitely I'm having a topic on that. So, you know where I'm at. Florida Girl FM. Tune in every other day or whenever you get a chance to. Because, you know, you can always listen to me on the go right here on Anchor or on iTunes. I'm on Google. Wherever you want to go. I'm there, okay? I'm trying to get on, Heart Radio, but, you know, they're not letting me in. So, pray for me. Pray that I get on Heart Radio soon and that I come up with some more, you know, great topics as normal. So, if you're not vaccinated, try to get vaccinated. Wear those masks. Keep yourself safe out there. Wash your hands. Sanitize. Do what you gotta do, people. Because I still need my great listeners. I can't afford to lose you guys. I don't want to lose you guys. I love you guys. So do the right thing for 2022. So I'll see you guys around. All right. 'Thank you for stopping by Florida Girl FM. You can also find me at floridagirl.com or on Facebook, Instagram at TanyaTalk19. All right, until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon.